Welcome to Uncover Wealth Radio, episode 203, How to Create Profit Like Jeff Bezos. So let's dive in. How to create profit like Jeff Bezos. Here are three things to do today. Because in an unprecedented surge of revenue during the coronavirus crisis, Amazon owner Jeff Bezos is now gaining more attention and attracting more followers. Following the Q1 release of the retail giant's earnings, Bezos said in a statement that even with at least 30% revenue increases across all brands, investors should not expect a rise in profits. He said that the revenue will go towards employee protection and other COVID-19 efforts. Nonetheless, the movement in Amazon's numbers further clarifies its position in the competition, in the economy, and in the lives of a lot of people in the US, the UK, and Europe in particular. Unsurprisingly, Bezos is arguably the most famous entrepreneur right now, with a lot of individuals aspiring to be like him. From a garage setup of a computer to basically an empire that can afford research for future explorations into outer space, his success story makes a lot wonder how to create profit like Jeff Bezos. Look at how Amazon grew from a book-selling website to a massive international marketplace. Here are some of the amazing strategies that set his company apart, avoiding the mistakes that many small business owners make, and instead focusing on doing these three things. Number one, pay attention to the details and don't lose sight of the goal. Relentlessness. This is perhaps the word that Amazonians, as Amazon employees refer to themselves, associate with their leader, Bezos. His vision is clear as day, and it's almost like he can see into the future. When he launched Amazon.com as a marketplace for books, going against big brands like Barnes & Noble in the US, he didn't intend it to be just a books website. He was working towards a bigger goal. He encourages flexibility in the workplace until the best idea clicks. He reads and interprets data and continually fine-tunes strategies that will bring in more profits. Acknowledging early on that you need to get your hands dirty in laying the foundations for a stable company of your own will eliminate any doubt about doing the right thing. Number two, hire the best talent and train them well. Amazon is notorious for having stringent hiring standards, and for good reason. After all, Bezos did not build his company all on his own. We can't build big businesses all by ourselves. Human resources have one mandate, and that is to hire someone that will set the bar higher for the next talent to come in. Because of this, Amazon and its other brands have a stunning talent pool that Bezos leans on. Great entrepreneurs replicate themselves, and Bezos does this with utmost focus. New hires in upper managerial positions are assigned technical advisors, people to train them to adopt Bezos' management and thinking process. It gives both the employee and Bezos the confidence that everything is aligned, ultimately, with him. Once he earns the trust of his teams, he gives them freedom in implementing strategies without the need for approval from upper management. When great minds are allowed to think and do as freely as they are able to, so much can be achieved. And number three, pay the customer the utmost attention and they will pay it back with trust. Not once has a customer complained to Amazon without immediate customer-favored attention and action. For instance, if you buy something that was supposed to have three pieces and you tell them it only came with two, then they will ship you The missing piece, no questions asked. Often, if you get something and it's the incorrect thing that has been shipped to you, if it's relatively small value, they don't even ask you to return the wrong thing that came. They will just ship the right thing again. No problems at all. Bezos is a firm believer in a customer-first way of conducting business. What does the customer like? Owning data that tells the purchasing behaviors of practically the whole Western world, Bezos and his team can craft products and services that respond to these behaviors. The fact remains that nowadays, the average American allegedly has more trust in Amazon than they do in their own military. And that says a lot for the way that Amazon makes the customer feel and about the bright future that it still holds. Jeff Bezos is an interesting person, to say the least. He is fantastic at what he does, and entrepreneurs should definitely watch carefully how he continues to do things. He's a person we run to when we need a digital book, and he might be the person that we run to when we need to relocate to another planet. Who knows? Maybe he does. Thank you for tuning in today to the podcast to Uncover Wealth Radio. My name is Annette Ferguson. I am CEO of Annette & Co, UK-based accounting firm. I am a chartered accountant, certified profit-first professional and financial strategist, and I help business owners take home more money from their business for them and their families to enjoy. If you enjoyed this podcast, I would love if you want to subscribe in whichever podcast player you happen to be listening in. And I also invite you to join me inside the Uncover Wealth community. That is my private community on Facebook. I have exclusive trainings in there every single Tuesday for Training Tuesday, and I would love for you to join me. You can just click the link in the show notes or head over to Facebook and type Uncover Wealth community into the search bar, answer the questions, hit join, and come on in. I cannot wait to see you on the inside. Until next time.